cow. It comes tomorrow, that's when I have to choose.
Singer Davy Jones has died. The Monkees frontman died this morning in a Florida hospital after suffering a heart attack. He was 66. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, Jones was a teen idol, and in the 1960s, he became the non-threatening face of rock and roll on network television.
Floppy hair, goofy grin, Davy Jones was the kind of rock star a girl could take home to grandma back in 1966. And that's even how he came across in an NPR interview 4 decades later. Sweet, sincere, and mildly idealistic.
You know, music mingles souls. It brings people together. And so this is what the Monkees does all the time. I don't think that's very good grammar, is it? Monkees does. But never mind that, because it used to say, the Monkees is coming. The Monkees is coming.
He was the British boy in an American band specifically designed to mimic the Beatles, says Ben Greenman. He's the music editor for The New Yorker.
You know, they were sort of lighter versions of what people saw in other pop stars. So there was slight brooding or, you know, slight sex appeal.
Davy Jones was the Monkees' slight sex appeal, and he was slight at 5'4".
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
But Jones was the cute one in the band known as the Prefab Four, and he sang the lead in one of its biggest hits.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings.
Jones was born in England in 1945, and he got his start as a child actor, first on TV and then on stage. He gained attention as the artful Dodger in a London production of Oliver that made its way to New York and earned him a Tony nomination. That's how the Monkees came to be. Producers Bob Rafelson and Bert Schneider picked Davy, Mickey, Michael, and Peter not for their musicianship, but their stage presence. And even though their TV show aired for only 2 years, it generated 8 top 10 hits and half a dozen songs that everybody knows.
Cheer up, Sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
The Monkees were eviscerated by critics who accused them of basically being a capitalist conceptual art project. It didn't help that at first not all of them knew how to play their instruments. But they got better, says Ben Greenman.
They used the best session musicians and had access to the best songwriters and performed fine.
Even after the Monkees broke up in 1970, Greenman says Davy Jones came across as deeply, well, affable.
Happy to be recognized, happy to sing the songs on sitcoms later. He appeared on
Girl, look what you've done to me.
Like when he famously wooed oldest sister Marcia on The Brady Bunch in 1971.
You really come to the prom?
Well, there is one little problem.
What?
Well, I don't have a date. Do you know a girl that'd like to go with me?
Do I?
Some people might recall Marcia refusing to wash her cheek after Davy Jones pecked it. The Monkees enjoyed a second life in the 1980s when MTV replayed the series. And Davy Jones continued appearing on TV and radio on This Is Your Life, Hollywood Squares, The Howard Stern Show, and SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Welcome to my locker.
A few years ago, Davy Jones remembered the appeal of the Monkees as happy and uncomplicated. The music, he said, never promised its listeners anything more.
It was simple, and they want that simplicity, and they want that release from this high-powered society, goal-oriented world.
A reminder, maybe, of what it was like to be a teenager, or a dream of a teenager, in a candy-colored, friendly world of pop culture bliss. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
There's a girl I know who makes me feel so good. And I wouldn't live without her, even if I could. They call her Valerie.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.